whatever it may be, and never mentioned that you happen to be principal of a middle school. Yeah, I can see your point there, and that's a well thought out answer to that. That's well said, Optimus. I appreciate the dip back in, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Being tuned in means
it's not the issues, it's the solutions we debate.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
A few scattered showers and storms once again in the afternoon. A little bit more widespread than what we saw yesterday. Highs climbing into the mid-80s.
At 5:30, it is 71 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. Virginia senators react to the commission report on the events leading up to January 6 riots at the Capitol. Tim Kaine said,
"It's funny. I actually think my colleagues do understand it, but some are trying to pretend that they don't because they don't want to make Donald Trump mad. My heart really sunk for the Capitol Police, who, you know, put it all on the line that day. The FBI office in Norfolk, for example, saw enough of a pattern of internet and other social media comments suggesting that there was going to be violence that they sent up an emergency warning right at the end, and that wasn't taken that seriously."
A statement from Senator Warner says this bipartisan report is extremely troubling and underscores Capitol security leaders were woefully underprepared to handle the events that ultimately unfolded on January 6th.
Dozens of first responders took part in the annual Torch Run on Wednesday to raise awareness for Special Olympics Virginia.
Albemarle County's Lieutenant Randy Jamerson says they're grateful to be back and supporting athletes like they have in previous years.
We're super excited to be out here with the athletes. Our hats off to them to be out here in this heat and the weather, and they're doing an awesome job.
A home on Jefferson Mill Road in Albemarle County was destroyed by a fire on Tuesday evening. 9 people have been displaced.
The FBI says the city engineer who fatally shot 12 people in a Virginia Beach municipal building in 2019 was motivated by perceived workplace grievances that he fixated on for years. These findings come from the famous FBI Behavioral Analysis Unit and were released yesterday. The agency said he struggled with how he perceived his own work performance and how others at work viewed him. The FBI report also said that no person or group was in a position to see the confluence of behaviors that may have forewarned the attack because the shooter had purposely isolated himself.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 71 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that will let you take the Charlie Kirk Show with you wherever you go when he launches on June 21st. Download the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app from the Google Play or iTunes Store.
Don't know if you've heard yet, but we insure motorcycles, trucks, SUVs, mopeds, sports cars, sedans, and more. And we will find you the best price available for that insurance, no matter what your record looks like. Visit ableinsurance.com to get a free quote.
Able Insurance is a proud sponsor of UVA Athletics.